Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, where we feature great interviews, inspiring stories, and candid conversations. So join us.
Hey, this is Seawolf from the hit web series, Hey Shipwreck. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, submarinewife.com.
Welcome to the show tonight, everybody. This is Wendy, and I'm here with Hillary. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio and Military Life Radio. We're back live tonight, and it's February 24th, 2009. We have a great show planned for you. Hey, Hillary.
Hello.
I just got to tell everybody, we're just like chatting, like we don't have anything to do. And all of a sudden I hear, your show will go live in 5 seconds. I said, oh, darn. We're so funny. We're glad that you guys are listening to us tonight live and in the archives. We already have some folks in the chat room. I actually got on here in time to open the chat room early, so we're so happy that everybody's there. And we want you to be a part of the show. And so tonight on the show, we have a special guest joining us, and we're excited to have her, Megan. She's been on the show before, and you guys will recognize her. She's going to be coming on the show in a little bit. And, you know, if you've ever wondered, you know, how to get a mentor, or you're wondering just how to make the most of this military lifestyle, she's going to give us some insights onto a great program and, you know, things about insights on learning more about your military community where you live and, you know, even a place to plug in to meet new people, to make friends. She's going to share with us some information on a great program. And so this show is for you if you're interested in those kinds of things, and I think we all are, especially when we've just PCS'd to a new location. So Megan will come on to talk about that. Plus, Megan is where the USS Wyoming is, and they just had their 1,000th Trident submarine patrol. And so I want to talk to her about that because the CNO and the Secretary of the Navy were just visiting her base. So I'm wondering if what kind of commotion that was about, and if she got to go, or if she, you know, just kind of tell us what it was like. I'm sure it was a little bit of a frenzy. So we're going to talk about that and check in on our respective weeks. And what do you got to talk about this week, Hillary? You want to hear about
just a couple things. I'm going to talk about the security drill that's going on my base. And I know it's going on in Kings Bay because my mom still lives down there. And you said you heard something about it today. So I'm going to mention that and my frustrations and aggravations with it and some of the weird stuff they've been doing around here, and mention just a little quick little thing about how some people just don't understand why when your husband's deployed, you must have your cell phone glued to your hip. And I got in big trouble for it. So,
ooh, I can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of keeping the cell phone handy, and I like people who don't understand that.
I agree. It does not turn off for anybody. I don't care. You're not more important, so.
Oh. Yeah, well, good. Okay, well, I can't wait to hear all about that. So that's what we have coming up, you know, tonight. And, oh, and we're going to talk about, I'm going to give you my movie review of that HBO movie, Taking Chance, that starred Kevin Bacon. We're going to talk about that. So, and plus, you know, the folks that are in the chat room, if you've got something on your mind that you want to talk about, let us know. And we're going to be taking your calls, too. So our show is always better with you involved. So we invite you to settle back, enjoy the next hour. Whether your husband's home or at sea or gone, we want you to hang out with us for the next hour and just relax and join the conversation. And Hillary, you want to tell everybody how to IM and
absolutely
call us?
Absolutely.
Cool.
I just want to remind everyone that if you're listening live, you can join in the conversation by calling or IMing us. We just ask that before you do, you remember operational security, it's OPSEC. This just means only giving us your first name, no ship, unit, or boat names, names in conjunction with your command. Doing so just makes sure we keep all of those serving really safe. So you can talk to us tonight by IMing us on Yahoo IM. Our screen name is Navy Wife Radio. If you're listening to us live, we really encourage you to log on to Blog Talk Radio and create a screen name so that you can get in and chat with us in our chat room. If you want to call, we just ask that you get on and send us your area code in the chat room so that we know you're a legit caller. Otherwise, we might not take your call because we can never tell who exactly is calling when they do call in. So that number is 646-652-4629. And so just remember, send us your area code so we know to get you on air. And we love, love, love live listeners and chat room comments and phone calls. It's always better, like Wendy said, when we can get a caller or you know, get somebody involved. And, you know, we do this for you guys. If it was for us, you know, we'd just call each other every week. But, you know, we do it so you guys can listen in and give us your ideas and really add to the show. So we'd love for everyone to join in.
Yes, very well said. We love calls and we love the interaction. So be a part of the show tonight and call us or IM us or leave us a question in the chat. So, and Marla is in the chat. I saw her sign in, so she's moderating our chat room tonight. Thanks, Marla, for being there. And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about our weeks and share any kind of funny stories that we have to talk about some Navy news. And you can expect all that right after the break. So hang out. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio. We'll be right back.
USAA salutes military spouses for your service and sacrifice on the home front. Whether it's preparing for deployment, having a baby, or making that next PCS move, we'll help you navigate through all the stages of military life. We've served families like yours for more than 84 years, and we can help you achieve your financial goals. Log on to USAA.com for a free financial assessment. Or call USAA's Financial Advice Center at 877-806-5033 for advice on everything from credit cards to life insurance.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Financial advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer.
Log on to USAA.com or call us toll-free 1-877-806-5033. USAA. We know what it means to serve.
Welcome back, everybody, to Military Life Radio and Navy Wife Radio. We're excited to have you with us tonight. And so, okay, Hillary, how was your week?
I had an okay week. It was better. I posted a blog today. And if you read the blogs on www.mindmillife.com, I posted one about how I had a couple really rough weeks. And then I had a better week. You know, I'm doing this workout thing. I'm going to the gym like every day or every other day. And I'm getting kind of, I guess, frustrated because I'm not losing that much weight because I'm doing so much muscle stuff. And I just feel like, and obviously, I'm making obvious changes because I can carry a whole basket of laundry up the stairs now. And I couldn't do that. Like all of our clothes in a basket of laundry, I can carry up the stairs. So I'm definitely making changes, but it's just like, not what I expected, you know. I'm not, like, dropping 50 pounds in a week like they do on all those commercials that I probably
should
be paying
attention. Well, that's because you don't have, like, 200 pounds to lose, Hillary.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I recognize that. But, you know, it's a lot of work that I'm doing, and I just, you know, I keep weighing myself, and my trainer tells me not to weigh myself as much as I do. I'm like, well, I like to know. You know, even a half a pound makes a difference to me, so... Speaking of that, I was in the gym for my group workout this Saturday. It's once a week, myself and my other four teammates meet at the gym with our trainer, and he puts us through all these rigorous exercises and stuff. And, you know, it's getting close to my birthday, and my husband emailed me a few days ago and said, hey, you know, I'm going to try and give you a call here soon. So my phone has literally been, like, glued to my hip, you know. I'm in the gym, I'm sticking it in my shorts or, you know, have my purse with me the whole time or whatever. So I'm walking around the gym, you know, doing all these weights and have my phone with me, and my trainer flips out. You can't have your phone here. That's so dangerous. You know, blah, blah, blah. You can't be doing that and everything. And I'm like, okay, all you have to say, you know, is don't have it. I was like, you know, kind of scared for a minute because he was like so angry. Because I understand that it's dangerous, you know, to be, like, talking on your phone and working out and stuff, but, you know, that wasn't really
my intention.
But a girl
has to have her priorities.
Exactly. So I kind of said to him, I was like, believe me, I understand, but what you need to understand is this phone will not leave me, you know. So I just kind of, like, kept it hidden for the rest of the workout and stuff, and, you know, it was kind of funny, but then kind of not funny because I was really frustrated because if he really decided that I couldn't that he wasn't going to let me be in there if I had my phone. Like, we were going to have a problem, you know. We were going to throw down. Like, he might be a personal trainer, but, you know, he doesn't know. You know, he has no idea. So, you know, I was just kind of like,
all right. Hopefully he'll understand now that he knows why you have a cell phone. It's not
Yeah, and he knows,
wanna...
like, he asked me, he made the mistake of asking me what I was going to do for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And he, like, and I, so he got, like, the whole long story. My husband's deployed, it's our first deployment, blah, 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 you know, and he got the whole sob story. And, you know, he kind of looked at me like, okay, this is the question, you know, it was just being polite. So he knows my husband's deployed, and he knows that, you know, I'm kind of making some adjustments. But he just, you know, the cell phone thing was like, we will fight about it. Like, there's no, you know, I'm not just going to go throw it in the bag. It's not going to happen. So that was Saturday. And the rest of my week's been kind of, you know, I'm really trying to figure out why, you know, what's going to help me drop some more pounds every week. And I have an elimination weigh-in on the 26th, which is also my birthday. So it'll be a crappy birthday present if it turns out that I have lost the least and I don't get to work out with my training more. And I will still work out because I have all, like, my workouts and everything written down and all that stuff. So I won't get to work out with them or at that gym anymore. But, I mean, we have a free gym on base, so it's not, like, not that big of a deal. But speaking of the base as well, I don't know about anybody else. You'll have to, if you're in the chat room, let me know if you guys are doing security drills too. But we are doing this, like, Charlie security level thing, and somebody sent me an email about it a couple of weeks ago, and I had no idea what it meant. So I sent my father-in-law a text message. He's in the Navy, too. And I was like, what is security level Charlie, and is it a big deal? And he's like, yes, why? And I was like, yes, it's a big deal. Well, that was the right thing to say to me at that moment, you know.
So you're like, what does it mean exactly?
I know. I was like, yeah. It's a big deal, you know. But then, you know, somebody's like, oh, it's just a drill, you know, chill out. So I guess the commissary is going to be closed a few days, and, you know, it's going to be a pain to get back on base if you go off. So, and you can't, the biggest problem is that you can't bring any civilians, like non-dependent civilians on base. So my birthday is on Thursday, and I was going to have some friends over, but I can't. So that really was just kind of really sucky. But I'm still going to go out this weekend, and we're going to go to dinner, you know, and stuff like that. And I've talked a little bit about this in my blog. My husband's only 10 days younger than I am, so it would be kind of nice to celebrate our birthdays together.
You know what? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's only 10 days younger.
I know you always say younger, but I was thinking, like, maybe
like
a year
younger.
Yeah.
No, only 10 days.
Okay.
So, you know.
But you are older. That means you're wiser.
Yes, I am. And I will never let him forget it. It's a big deal. So, and it's just one of, like, the long list of things we don't get to celebrate because of this deployment, you know. It's like, if it would have been in the second half of the year, you know, we would have missed, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I probably could have lived with that because we celebrated Thanksgiving and Christmas in 2008 together. But because it came at the beginning of the year, it's like Valentine's Day, our birthdays, our first year anniversary, you know, Easter and all this other kind of stuff, and so it kind of really bums me out. And it's not, you know, it's still my birthday, but it's just not that big of a deal to me that I can't, you know, since I can't celebrate with, you know, my husband or my family or anything like that. So, but I'm still going to try and have a good time, you know, have a good meal and celebrate with some friends. So I just, the security thing just fell on, like, the worst week ever. And also, my friend's out of town. I'm taking care of her kitty for her. So I'm going over there every night, and, you know, that kind of breaks up my night. But it's just so, I feel like I can't go anywhere because I would leave the base, and it might take me, like, an hour to get back on. So it completely throws off any plans I have.
Yeah, so that is kind of frustrating. I mean, I don't, like, they should have picked a different week, you know.
I
mean,
I agree.
It's bad enough he's got to be gone for all of that, you know. One of my best girlfriends, when I lived in Kings Bay, her husband was on a surface ship out of Mayport, and she would hear me complain about, oh, Craig's been gone for so long. And when I'd come near her, you know, all my other friends, of course, their husbands were on subs too, so we could all complain together. But whenever I went near her, she's like, she just like, Wendy, that's enough. I don't want to hear it, because her husband would, like yours, would be gone for 6 or 7 months. And
right.
there's so many holidays, so many things that can happen versus in a 3 month, you know, deployment. It's just,
yes.
And I didn't get it until the whole IA thing happened for us.
Yeah.
I really didn't get it. I thought, what's the big deal? 3 months, 6 months, the same? It's really not the same.
Yeah, it would be the same if, like, maybe we had a break in between. Like, we don't get R&R, you know. They don't do R&R off a boat. They're not going to fly, you know, Five Guys home every week for R&R. So, but, you know, we're going to get through it. I'm counting in weeks now. I decided, you know, it takes too long for 1 month to go by to be able to, like, mark one off your calendar. But days, they're just too many days, like, to count down in days. So I'm going with weeks. And that's going to put it into the teams, like, really quickly.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So,
that's
yeah.
a good tip for everybody
that's
to count a week instead of, I like that.
Yeah. So
that's good, too, if your husband's on an IA, because that's a long time.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, gosh.
So you have to tell us about your week.
Well, you know, I was just thinking before we were coming on the air, and I was thinking, have I had anything funny happen to me this week? And I really, I always say this, I don't have that many exciting things that happen to me on a regular basis.
It's hard to beat the cows.
Oh,
it really is. It's hard to beat the cows.
we did have the dogs escape one day. The week would not be complete if that didn't happen. They were there 1 minute and gone the next, and we have this set of walkie-talkies, and so what usually happens is I keep one walkie-talkie, and then Craig and Christian take the other one out with them in case the dog happens to come back while they're out looking for the dog. And this particular day, it was really raining and cold and wet and miserable, and they found the dog because there's a little field behind our house, and there he was. Yeah, as usual, Duke got out this time. So, well, yeah, so it was a mess. But the one thing, I know we don't have a lot of time because Megan's going to be calling in, so I'm just going to give a couple of Navy news items from my little spot, and then I'll give you my movie review of Taking Chance towards
okay.
the end of the show, okay? And then if I think of anything new and exciting, I'll share. But something that is new in the news for the Navy world, the 1,000th Trident Patrol happened in Kings Bay just this last week on the 19th of February, which is kind of cool. And the first Trident Patrol was in 1982, and 27 years later, the 1,000th Patrol happened over in Kings Bay. And what I think is interesting is that the CNO of the Navy went, Secretary of the Navy went for this ceremony, which I think is kind of cool. They have the pictures posted on Navy.mil, which is kind of neat. So so Megan's going to be calling in a little bit, so we're going to ask her about that. And then chances are, if you've been on the military, on a Navy base or military base this week, you've heard about Military Saves. And that is observed the week of February 22nd across the fleet all the way till March 1st. And you can go to militarysaves.com for more information. It's really just to create awareness about saving, not spending more than, you know, spending beyond your means, to sign up to be a saver. And it's a really great program. Fleet and Family is really involved with it. And they have classes that your kids can take to learn about saving and compounding interest and all that kind of good stuff. So that was my other Navy news item of the week.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I don't get the newsletters or whatever. The only place I make announcements at on my base is like a big LED sign right when you get into the main road of the base. So I don't know if I haven't sat at that red light long enough or what, but I haven't heard about that. So I'll have to look up and see what they're doing.
You know, I was telling you this before we started the show. You know, on MySpace, we have a MySpace page, everybody. It's myspace.com/Navy Wife Radio, of course. Well, you know, we get friends requests all the time. We have, like, close to 300 friends over there. And I go through the friends requests, and there's, like, some guy named, I don't know, Bob or something that wants to be our friend. And so I click on it. And his, because I don't know, sometimes guys will want to be our friend if they have like a website or a page for their command.
Right.
That happens a lot. And so I don't always delete them. I go and look and see. And it's hard to tell from just their name. And so this guy was, you know, single and looking, put it that way. But his page completely had so many blinkies and music playing and everything else, it locked up my computer. So it was horrible. I couldn't do anything, and I had the website up for military saves. I had the website up for Megan's website. I had the Trident Patrol. I had all these great things up, and it all went away because I had to close down my complete computer because of that guy who – what was he thinking? We don't know. Deny.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So, all right. So the Military Saves website, it's militarysaves.org, O-R-G. And, yeah, so you can log on there and learn about how to be fiscally fit, as Gene Walbert likes to say, from USAA, and how you can sign up, take the pledge to be a saver, and learn more all about it. And it's across DOD. It's not just Navy. It's Army, Air Force, and Marine Corps. So it's no matter what branch your spouse happens to be in, it's something that you can be involved in.
Too bad my husband's deployed. He needs to take a class on saving his money.
I think we all – I mean, I don't – you know, there's always what you know you should do and what you should do. So
yeah. This is – I have to say, this is his first deployment. And so he's like his first port calls and all this stuff. And we're really young, you know, we don't have kids or anything, and you know, so it's hard for us to grasp the concept of saving money for one day because right now we live one day at a time. So I don't know. And I'm here, I'm being the holding it down on the home front, you know, and like I'm gonna put this here and I'm gonna keep this there and we're gonna do this when he comes home. And then he hits port, and I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I hope you had fun.
Well, so, you know, I mean, maybe we'll have time at the end of the show to talk more about that because literally I think a lot of people can relate to that, you know, with the first port call. And
sure.
We did a show on port calls, oh, gosh, about 6 months ago, maybe even longer, and it continues to be one of the most downloaded shows ever, believe it or not. Yeah.
I'll have to go back and listen to that because I was not a part of Navy Life Radio.
Yeah, you'll have to go back and listen to it. So anyways, but okay, well, so next up, we're going to talk to Megan. And Megan is down in Kings Bay, and I met Megan. She listened to the show for a while, and then she was really one of my right-hand people at the Operation Dinner Out spouse event that we had in Jacksonville. She was amazing, and the night wouldn't have happened without her. So she's going to come on in just a little bit and share some information on Navy Compass. And you guys are going to love all this information on Navy Compass. I think it's great. I think there's so many things and resources out there that are just kind of like, who knew? Who knew there was all these great things? So she's really involved in that, and I can't wait to hear all about it from her. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll be chatting with Megan. Okay? We'll be right back, everybody. Hang out with us.
Hi, this is Pat Rabbi, the creator of Hey Shipwreck and Join the Navy, the cartoon. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio on MilitaryLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Navy Wife Radio. Megan's here with us tonight. She's a Submariner spouse of 4 years. A military dependent for 26 years, and both of her parents were in the Marines, and her husband have been stationed at Norfolk and Kings Bay, and they have 3 kids, 2, 3, and 6 years old, and this busy mom just finished a night school program, a 16-month program, and is now a licensed massage therapist, which I think is pretty cool, and all that, and she still works part-time or virtually from home. So she's a great inspiration to military spouses, I think, and we're glad to have her here. Hey, Megan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, have you met Hillary? Hillary, meet Megan. Megan, meet Hillary.
Hello.
Hey, Megan, you're down there in my neck of the woods where I'm from.
Oh, really? I didn't know you were from here.
I am. Not military, but lived there my entire life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I kind of miss Kings Bay. It has its pluses, you know. I don't miss the bugs, but I miss the ocean, so.
Yeah,
so you're in a cool place. So,
yeah.
All right, so tonight, you know, I know we've talked about Navy Compass and coming on the show before, and, you know, I don't know a whole lot about Navy Compass. That's why I'm so excited that you're here. Believe it or not, I mean, I know the word. I know I'm familiar a little bit with it. But how did you, you know, I guess we'll start from the beginning. What is Navy Compass, Megan?
Compass is it's a 12-hour team mentoring program. It's developed by spouses, for spouses. And a little bit of history, it was actually created in 2000 by a lady named Rosemary Ellis. She's now the chairman for Naval Services Family Line. And she created, back in 98, she created a program called SUBS, S-U-B-S, in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. And SUBS was created for the submarine spouses and was based off of the Marine Corps LINCS program, which is also a spouses mentoring spouses program. And that program, SUBS, turned into Compass once they decided that it really needed to go Navy-wide and not just stay in the submarine force. And basically, it's a standardized curriculum, and it's presented over 3 days, and it's just it's like a Navy 101 course for the military spouse, for the Navy spouse.
So, okay, so it started out for submarine wives?
Yeah, Compass came out of a program called SUBS, which was basically they took the information from the Marine Corps program LINCS, which came out first, and it was just for submarine spouses. They really three of them, which included Rosemary Ellis and two of her friends, really felt like they really needed the program for the submarine spouses. Yeah.
Wow, that's great. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's just so cool. Wow. So how did you get involved with it? How did you find out about it?
A couple of years ago, we were in Norfolk, and I was part of the family support group. I was the vice president, and I heard about the program Compass, and I was like, well, you know, I've been a military dependent for so long. I probably pretty much know of everything, and I didn't think about it too much after that, until I became the ombudsman for the same command. And when that happened, I was like, well, if I'm going to tell people about this program, I really should go through it. And so I attended the Compass program in Norfolk, which they have a huge group. They have female spouses and male spouses who mentor the program up there. And I went through it, and I learned so much that I just, you know, I was really – I didn't realize how much I did not know, and that was kind of scary for me because I was become a the ombudsman for the command, and so it really got me excited about the program, and I really, you know, since I'd been a dependent for so long, and then I had just become a Navy spouse, I just felt like I really needed to get the word out there, and I passed it on, and that's how I first got interested in it. And then when we moved down here to Kings Bay, I decided to contact this group and became a mentor.
Well,
wow.
You know, when I was in Jacksonville, I think I might have told you this. I don't know. I think I told Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
When I picked up the local paper there,
mm-hmm.
there was I guess a certification class that just happened maybe or.
Mm-hmm.
They had just trained some spouses, and they had a great picture and write-up in the magazine or in the newspaper, and I thought, oh, my gosh, we've got to do Compass. I've been thinking about it. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's right here. And so that's why you're here, and I'm glad that you're sharing with all of us all about it, because I'm sure there's a ton of things that I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there are. Does it matter if you're a brand new spouse? Or?
Oh no, no. I mean, we've had more seasoned spouses and brand new spouses come in, and even as a mentor who teaches the course down here in Kings Bay, we do it every 3 months. Norfolk does it every month, but as a mentor teaching the course, I have learned. I can honestly say that I've learned at least one new thing each time that we've taught it, and so I mean, it's really cool. It's a cool program.
So how do you go about finding out when you can take a compass course in your area?
There's a website. It's called it's www.gocompass.org, and they have in what I found out of all the other branches programs similar to this, ours is the coolest because you can actually go in, you can register right at your base that they're offering at. They have all the bases that are available. They tell you what the curriculum is like, and they give you just all the basic information. And it's, like I said, it's www.gocompass.org, and it you can find out, you know, when the next class is in your area, and you can choose between a daytime or a nighttime class and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm awesome. Checking it. Go ahead, Hillary.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I posted that website in the chat room link. So, or I posted the link in the chat room, so if our listeners are there, you want to go check it out right now. It is there for you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say that the course is it's geared towards the Navy spouse, but if you're like Coast Guard or if you're Marines living at a Navy base that offers it, or even, you know, Air Force, and you happen to be at the base at the time that the course is going on, you can come on and they'll you can register for it, and they'll invite you to the course. Everybody that I've talked to that mentors Compass and that's a team leader and stuff are really cool. And we've had here at Kings Bay, we've had Coast Guard and Marines in our course, and it's geared towards the Navy spouse, but you can learn so much as any other, you know, from any other branches as well.
Well, what do we do if there's not a Compass course in your area?
Kind of hard to answer. are you saying if you're from a different branch or?
Well, I'm looking on here at my locations, and there's not a location
near you
at my base within 6 hours of me.
Oh wow. I'm not sure, and I guess you probably could email. The best course of action, I would say, is email, try to get a hold of one of the, any of the group, the Compass locations, and ask them if they can just provide you some information or just ask your specific questions there until maybe you can get to the next base. We have a lot of spouses that have waited years to get to a base where there is actually a Compass course going on, and I really feel bad that happens that way, but Compass themselves, we don't have our curriculum online because our classes are very interactive, and a lot of information and a lot of personal stories and stuff like that goes on in our classes. So it literally is spouses learning from spouses, and so that's why we don't actually have something online. We do. Just generic sites like the Navy website and stuff like that, Military One Source, you can get a lot of information and get a lot of your questions answered there.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the list, and there isn't one there. But, you know, who knows, maybe one – Megan, is it the kind of thing where if they don't have one in at your base, that if a team came up and did one for a month? Yeah, definitely. We've talked about, here in Kings Bay, we've talked about going up, and if there was enough interest, in South Carolina, we've talked about actually going up and doing it. And also, if you contact Naval Family Services, or Naval Service Family Line, if you contact them and you get a hold of Rosemary Ellis and you get a lot of people that say, hey, we really think that Compass should be in our area, is there a way that we can get a course started? It takes a little while, you know, it takes a couple months for it to actually get rolling, but Rosemary is such a cool person, and she talks to anybody, she answers emails directly, and she's all for starting Compass groups where there is a need. So, definitely.
Well, that's great. I think, you know, if you got your FRG together and they wanted to have a Compass session, and or even different spouses from different commands got together, I think that would be a great thing to do. Does it cost anything, Megan?
Nope. Compass is free. We provide babysitting. Some bases provide babysitting on site. Some bases provide vouchers for what the maximum limit is for child care at the CDC, which is like $3 an hour, I think it is what it is. But we provide it, you know, the free babysitting. The session is free for the participants in the session. It, you know, there's drinks and snacks and sometimes even meals. Like here at Kings Bay, when we do our evening sessions, we have dinner. You know, we have some wonderful ladies that actually cook dinner for the whole group, bring it in, and it's like a buffet style. And we either eat while we continue the session or we take some time out to eat. So it's completely free. And it's, you know, we really want people to come. Sometimes we have, like, here in Kings Bay, sometimes we have these slow months and we just don't understand why people aren't taking advantage of it. It's such a cool, you know, program. And the fact that it's free is even cooler.
Absolutely. I think this is a great idea because this area specifically is a big area for, like, young guys who just got married. I can't tell you how many couples I know mm-hmm. or how many young guys I know on this base who are, you know, engaged or are getting married soon. So just the fact that there's something out there somewhere, you know, like there's one in San Diego, which is a few hours away, but just something to kind of introduce you to the Navy life other than trial by fire, you mm-hmm. know, getting thrown in there. So I think it's wonderful, and I think everybody, if you don't have a compass in your area, you know, bring it up in your FRG meeting. Just take the information we've given you today, take the information from their website, and bring it up, you know, give it to your FRG leader, see if it's something you'd be interested in doing. You know, either a road trip or contacting the people and seeing if they can have one in your area. It's the kind of thing that you look for when you first get into the Navy life. When you can't find it, it's kind of frustrating and discouraging. There was so much information that I needed as a new spouse but didn't get. So I highly encourage everybody to look into this. I had no idea what it was before we decided to do this show on it. And like I said, I think everybody, you'd be crazy not to look into this and not to try and get, you know, your FRG rolling with it. So I'm really glad you got to come and share your information with us. Wendy, did you have any more questions?
I did, Megan. I wanted to know, for people that have been to an FRG meeting, what makes Compass different? Because for me, I know I thought, okay, FRG meeting, Compass, it's kind of probably the same thing, right?
Well, at Compass, it's a standardized curriculum, so we cover the Navy mission history, customs and traditions. We cover the rights and benefits, the pays. We cover deployments and movings, interpersonal communication, and investing in yourself and your community. There's so much information that we cover, and it's in a 3-day course, and we really get down to the nitty-gritty. We get down to, like, what you need when you do a household goods move, you know, all the special allowances that you can get, and like DLA, dislocation allowance. A lot of people don't know about that. And when you come to a Compass course, on the first day, we go around and we ask how long everybody's been married. And like some of these courses, we get up to like where we have 100 years worth of marriage within the class. So we have,
wow.
Yeah, we have just so, you know, we have, you know, somebody that's been married for 16 years, somebody that's been married for a half a year. And with all of that, everybody has different experiences. Everybody's been through something completely different and has their input. And that's what we really thrive off of. And that's something that sometimes an FRG doesn't have. They don't have the huge variety of experience. You know, because it really, you know, sometimes FRGs really depend on who's actually there. And with our mentors, you know, there's me who's been married for 4 years. We have a mentor that's been married for 16 years who was also, you know, active duty, prior active duty themselves. We have, you know, we have mentors that came in at 35 who have only been married for 3 years. And how their perspective is completely different from an 18-year-old coming in who's been married for a year, you know. So we have just a huge array of experience, and that's where I kind of find that, and the standard curriculum is where I kind of find the difference between just a regular FRG meeting and taking Compass and participating. And you always leave with a new friend when you come to Compass is another thing.
Well, you know, that's great points to make, because I think, you know, sometimes people, you know, they think, oh, I don't want to do the FRG thing. You know, mm-hmm. I had a bad experience once. And, you know, I always say whenever you PCS or you get a new commander, try the new FRG because things do change. But to differentiate the two things, I mean, this really is sounding to me like a course where, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't matter whether you take it in San Diego or you take it. I see where it's just now being offered in Everett, Washington, you know, whether you take it there or at Kings Bay, you're getting the same course, mm-hmm. standardized. It sounds like it's done very professionally. So you don't have maybe all of the, you know, FRGs are great, but it is more of a, you know, we all have the good and the bad stories. So I think that with Compass, I think, you know, if people could give it a chance, even if they've had a bad experience with an FRG, I think it would be well worth
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And this, it seems like it's information. Like, this is just information, Navy-wide. You know, FRG is more like support you when you need it, you know,
mm-hmm.
deployments and that kind of stuff. So that's a big difference to me. And I think, I wish there was, like, some packet the Navy would get together, and when that came up on the screen that this guy just got married, he just changed his status to married, that packet went out to her, and this is one of those things that needs to be in the packet, you know, information about Compass.
And that's what we're really trying for. We're trying to get into and all the NDOC packets and all the welcome mm-hmm. aboard packets and stuff like that, because there's so many people that don't know about the program, and they really should.
Yeah, they should. Absolutely.
Well, I'm inspired to check it out. They actually have it here in Millington, Hillary. Sorry that they don't have it in your base.
Well,
I'm like, I'm going to have to sign up for it. I mean, I've had the lady who runs it ask me more than once, Wendy, when are you going to come to Compass? And I'm like, yeah. And I always put it on the back burner because it's 3 days. It's at night. It's like from 7 to 9:30. It's a huge time commitment, and I could never justify it. Well, Megan, you've made me curious. So,
I definitely recommend it. I think you'll enjoy it.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, all right, Megan. So the other thing I want to talk to you about, since I got you on the phone, I'm going to keep you a little bit longer.
Oh, can
right
I say one
that.
Thing?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I just posted on the web chat the different branches programs. I've kind of did a little bit of a research. The Marines the Marines have the LINCS programs, which is what Compass is based off of. And the website for that, and I put it on the chat, is www.usmc-mccs.org, and then it's a /mcftb/links.cfm, so that one's kind of long. But then there's also the Army Family Team Building, which is the AFTB, and that you can find at www.myarmylife2.com. And then the Air Force has their program called HeartLink, which is found at their local Airmen and Family Readiness Centers. So I just wanted to put that out there because I know that there, even though this is Navy Wife Radio, there are some other people from other branches that may be listening.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you for putting that out. And we'll post that on our website, too, so that way when folks listen in the archives, we'll post the links up there. I'll get them. If you could email them to me,
Megan,
that would be great. We'll post it. So you can go to gocompass.org for a list of locations where Compass is offered in your area. And if you don't see your area there, you can email the email link there. And you know, check to see if your FRG would be willing to support such a thing or get a group of girls together. And I'm thinking if you could get 10, 15 people together, they might make the trip, depending on what state you're in and how close there is an installation that offers Compass near you. So, great. Thanks, Megan. Thanks for all that great information. So,
you're welcome.
Okay, so question about the 1,000th patrol, Trident patrol, that's in the Navy news. So, did it come on your radar? What's it like there in Kings Bay? Did you even know about it? Or
Oh, yeah, I knew about it, and I was supposed to attend, and it ended up not happening due to a couple different things, but mainly my son got sick, and we couldn't.
Aww.
But it was a big deal. There's a lot of commotion on base. In fact, my husband, where he works, the whole parking lot was blocked off to have all these visitors come on. And go down, take a bus ride down to Lower Base to go participate in the activity, and I was supposed to go to that, but the day before I did meet with Mrs. Donnelly, which is was it Vice Admiral Donnelly of Subgroup 4. I don't know all the acronyms that go with it, but I met with with Mrs. Donnelly with a whole bunch of ombudsmen from our base, and we had a sit down chat about everything that's going on here and how what our experience is like as ombudsman here and all that kind of stuff, anything that she could help us with. And she was a great woman. I mean, she's really cool. She's a daughter-in-law of a submariner. She's married to a submariner, and she has a son who's a submariner. So she's she's kind of like the all know it. when you have one of them in the room, you got a lot of questions. She's a great person. She's a lot of fun to talk to, and that's as close as I got to the 1,000th patrol ceremony. I had friends that went and said it was really awesome. It was a lot of fun, and I mean there was all the big names there, and it was, I kind of look back on it and I'm like, man, I wish I could have went. But
for those of you who I know Sub Life from living in that community. It's a very small town, and the base is really what help the town grow, so they're very proud in Kings Bay of the sub base. So something like that in that small little town where the base really is what the community centers around, it's a huge deal. And it's kind of sad to me that I missed it, because I grew up there and heard it started in 1982. I was born in 1988, and that it's very sentimental to me, even though I wasn't a part of the military. So I'll have to look up some pictures online.
It was like in the morning started out, and it was storming. It was such a bad morning at about 4 or 5 in the morning. And then all of a sudden it cleared up right before it started, and it was just a beautiful day. I mean, they couldn't have asked for any better weather for that event. Because it was an outside event. It was down on Lower Base, by the sub and stuff like that, and they couldn't have asked for anything better.
Well, awesome.
Well, cool. Thanks for the report, Megan. I know, I was like, I wish I could have gone. I think it would have been so neat.
Yeah, I RSVP'd and everything, and I was so set to go, and then it just didn't work out.
That's life. You can't worry about that now. But if folks want to see pictures of it, they can go to Navy.mil and click on the link that says 1,000 Trident Patrols. And they have a nice story written up, and the CNO was there, and Secretary of the Navy was there. It was a big, big deal, and they have a picture. I think it's in, I don't know where the sub's at. I'm guessing like EHW or something. I don't know, but they actually have a picture of the submarine, and they have a little stage of some sort on the actual sub where people stood, and I guess the big wigs, the muckety-mucks, like I like to call them, stand up there, and so you can kind of see some pictures. Pretty neat. So, all right. So, how much longer are you in Kings Bay, Megan?
My husband's up in a year and a half, but we've kind of got a pencil in on a boat here. So we're really hoping to keep those orders, and we'll be here for at least another 4.5-5 years if we get that. So,
well, that's the great thing about Kings Bay. You can do that.
I mean,
we did that too. So, all right. Well, thanks, Megan.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we love having you on. Hope you'll come back again. You have to think of something else you can report on besides Compass.
Okay.
And I hope you had fun.
Oh, I did. Thank you.
All right. You have a good night, Megan. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right. That was Megan joining us talking about Compass and Kings Bay. The website for Compass is gocompass.org. and you can check out the locations where Compass is offered. And like we said, the website to view the ceremony for the 1,000th patrol is navy.mil. You guys can check that out. So, all right, Hillary, we have just a little bit more time to finish some hot topics for the show. I guess we'll take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll finish up talking about I want to give you a movie review, and then I want to see how the puppy's doing. I want to talk about the puppy and remind everybody to vote for the Military Spouse of the Year over at MilSpouse.com. So we'll do all that after the break. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, we'll be right back, everybody.
USAA salutes military spouses for your service and sacrifice on the home front. Whether it's preparing for deployment, having a baby, or making that next PCS move, we'll help you navigate through all the stages of military life. We've served families like yours for more than 84 years, and we can help you achieve your financial goals. Log on to USAA.com for a free financial assessment, or call USAA's Financial Advice Center at 877-806-5033 for advice on everything from credit cards to life insurance.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Financial advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer.
Log on to USAA.com or call us toll-free 1-877-806-5033. USAA, we know what it means to serve.
Welcome back, everybody, to Military Life Radio and Navy Wife Radio. We are just finished talking to Megan about Compass, and we're having a great show so far. And I just have a couple announcements to go over in the last few minutes of the show. We might actually end on time. I would be shocked, but yeah, because we always book extra. Yeah, I know it's possible. I want to remind everybody that if you haven't already voted for the Military Spouse of the Year contest over at MilSpouse.com, you have only until March 4th. So by the time we do our next show, it'll almost be too late. So head on over there today. It's MilSpouse.com and read all of the bios on the different spouses from each branch and how they're giving back to their communities, and vote, you know. Your vote counts, and so I think that's a cool thing. And USAA sponsors that contest, so, and we love USAA. And I think it's great that one of our own gets to be honored. It'd be neat. Yeah, so it's MilSpouse.com. And the other thing I wanted to tell you all about is, okay, so I think I told you all last week that we got a free trial of HBO in order to, so I could watch this movie, Taking Chance, starring Kevin Bacon. And oh, my gosh, Hillary. I'm wondering, okay, let me ask the ladies in the chat room, did anybody watch this weekend Taking Chance on HBO starring Kevin Bacon? If you don't know anything about it, I guess I should give you all a little bit of a background. It is about, it's the story of Marine Lieutenant Colonel Michael Strobel, who volunteered to escort a fallen hero who had died in Iraq. His name was Lance Corporal Chance Phelps. And to escort him from, I guess, Dover, Delaware, Dover Air Force Base, to his home in Wyoming. And it just chronicles that journey on what happens when there is a fallen hero, and where, you know, the whole thing, where the process starts from beginning to end. And, oh, my gosh. I knew it was going to be emotional. I knew it was going to be hard to watch because of the topic, and it was. But I think it's such an important story to tell. Did you watch the preview at all, Hillary, online? I can't remember if I.
No, I haven't watched it. I think somebody kind of posted up a thing that said it's going to be coming. Like they're going to re-release it at some point, so it might be, you know, showed somewhere else besides HBO. So okay. I didn't want to go, like, somebody posted the synopsis of it and stuff, so I didn't want to read it or anything yet, because I do want to see it, so.
Well, I know it's kind of one of those things. I'm not a big person that watches previews, because then you pretty much know the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I tried not to watch any previews of this, but I knew the basic gist of the story. And literally from, like, 2 minutes in, till the end, I think I was crying the whole way through. Harder crying at some points and crying less at other points. But, you know, I guess I first of all, I had no idea. I had no idea that, you know, if a tragedy would happen, you know, that the process starts there in Dover Air Force Base. And they talk about, you know, exactly, you know, from beginning to end, from when the escort meets, you know, the fallen heroes there. They show them coming off the airplane. It's just so sad. It's just so, oh, my gosh. But the story is very inspirational because this guy who wrote the journal, he just kept a journal because he thought, you know, this is just so powerful. Everywhere he went, people would just stop and, you know, stop whatever they were doing whenever they were coming by to render their respect. And it didn't matter if they were, you know, the lawn groundkeepers, you know, at the Air Force Base or wherever they were. So I'm checking the chat room, and Marla saw it, and she said it's coming out on DVD. So
yes,
I think you guys can look for that. And it's just, you know, when Craig was in Bagram, one of the things that they would have, and I mentioned this last week, is if there was a fallen hero, they'd have a fallen hero ceremony. Mm-hmm. And it was all the time. And it was just so sad. He hated going. It didn't matter whether it was, you know, sometimes they were 3 in the afternoon, sometimes like 3 o'clock in the morning, you know. And I would check. I'd get on Defense Link and check the day after he'd message me and look for the name and then try and find a press release that was like a local, their local town, to see who that person was. And, you know, just take a moment to pray for their families and just remember and honor that person. So it's a hard, hard subject, but I think it's a story that was very well told. You know, I thank the family for allowing that story to be told, because they could have said no. They could have said no. Yeah. We want to keep it private.
But, we'll have to look for that when it comes out on DVD. And that's one of the kind. That's the kind of thing. It's kind of like the books. If, you know, everybody might not want to buy a DVD, but if 3 people go and like buy it together, you can kind of share it and then pass it on. That's the kind of thing that needs to be, you know, shit. Like, watch it at your FRG. You know, watch it together, or, you know, have a girls' night or whatever, you know, and watch that kind of thing. So I think, you know, a lot of times people don't want to go out and buy a book just because somebody said, you know, oh, you have to read this. You know, they're not going to go out and spend $12 on a book that you read once and it's on a shelf. So I think I just want to encourage people to, you know, go get it and then share it with other people. You know, this is not just a movie. It's a story, and it's something that's so close to all of our hearts.
That's right, definitely. You know what? I think we have a caller, so let's go ahead and take it. I think we have, we might have Marla on the line. I'm trying to multitask, which doesn't go well. You can tell because I always sound distracted when I'm typing. So, okay, caller, are you there?
Yep, I am.
Hi, is this Marla?
It is.
Hi, Marla. Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
I was reading... Or I was talking to my mom, sorry, now I'm multitasking, and she does the mud run or whatever that they do at Camp Pendleton and stuff, and she said that there were tons of Marines and everybody was running for Chance because his parents, they made like a foundation, and now all that money goes towards the Wounded Marines, and sends out like flat gear and stuff. And my mom is not, you know, she doesn't talk about the war. She doesn't talk about any of it. And so to have her call me and be like, you need to record this and send it to me was really, you know, and I told her, I said, it's really hard to watch because it is. The dedication of those escorts is just surreal, in my opinion. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, I just, to do that job, you know, from beginning to end just is incredible. And, you know, the part where he stays with him in the airport, like,
yeah, overnight he stays with them. We don't want to give too much of the movie away, but of the details, you know, because that's what sets the movie apart, I think, from anything that's ever been shown before. But, yeah, there's a scene in the movie where they're traveling cross-country, and they have a room ready for him, you know, Lieutenant Colonel Strobel, and he says, no, I'll stay here, thank you. And he stays in the hangar with, you know, with the casket, and doesn't leave it, you know, doesn't leave at all. And I just was like, wow. Yeah, didn't Kevin Bacon do a good job? He was so believable. I thought he did a great job.
He was incredible. I was like, and I kept saying to my husband, are you sure that's Kevin Bacon? Because it had been so long since I had seen him in anything that I was like, are you sure? He looks kind of old. And he's like, yeah.
He really transformed himself. He really did. When you look at the website, he interviews Kevin Bacon on the HBO website. He interviews the Lieutenant Colonel Strobel, and he doesn't look anything like he did in the movie. He's got long hair, and it's brown and kind of messy compared to his Marine haircut in the movie. That's kind of hide gray. Yeah.
I think that it's also, I don't know for civilians, because now I see the world in my military glasses, I guess, but it changed me. Like, when I see, you know, deaths, or I hear about a funeral, because I live very close to Arlington, so I hear about most of the funerals and stuff. It's changed who I am when I hear those things too. In just a few short days, I feel like I'm different.
It has a profound effect. I'm telling you, if you watch it, you do have a different perspective, on many levels, not only on their service or sacrifice, the people that take care of the fallen hero, the people who do the escorting, everyone involved, and the level of sacrifice that's actually given. It just makes you appreciate and be even more thankful for the people that defend our freedom. So, yeah.
The one thing I thought was really cool is you hear a lot of times the people that protest the funerals or that against the war, and they never touched on that. It was all the positive, you know, the people that are, you know, that feel strongly that, you know, they're doing the right thing, or that they're a hero, no matter how they died or whatever. A hero is a hero now, and that's what is so important. And I really appreciated that, because that's one thing I hate about watching the news, is that they always talk about so-and-so protesting a funeral, and and it's distracting from what really is there, is that these...
The power of the moment.
Yeah.
I was worried about that. I thought, this isn't going to turn into an anti-war movie, is it? I mean, I really thought that. I was waiting for it to happen. But no, it doesn't talk about anything about how you feel about the war, whether you're for it, against it.
No.
It doesn't touch on that at all. It's just the story as is, definitely. So, all right, Marla. Well, gosh, you're going to have to call in more often. We like having callers.
I always feel like I'm like the dork because I always call, so...
No. You have to be like Megan and think of something you can report on. We need like an on-the-spot reporter. Give us some news on what's going on in Annapolis area, you know.
Yeah, nothing exciting till commissioning week.
Oh, okay.
That I know of anyways.
Well, we love having your calls. And thanks for moderating the chat room. Marla does the moderating in the chat room. It's so great that you're there for us and do that. So you're doing a great job. Please continue. We love the help. Right, Hillary?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
All right, Marla. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night. All right. Isn't that fun? I love having calls. I love her.
More
She's
people
great.
Should call in.
I know. They should. They should call in. Okay, so I have a question that came through. And Marla's like, I had this question. You should answer it on here. Which I said, okay. And so the question is, what is the difference between an IA and GSA set of orders? And I thought, okay, we've talked about that before, but I think it's still a good question. We can answer it again. The difference between an IA and a GSA set of orders is an IA set is generally 6 to 9 months in length, and that's a boots-on-ground deployment. I think we all know that much. And a GSA set of orders is traditionally 12 to 15 months. It's a set of PCS orders, and it's normally en route to C duty. Like, let's say your spouse has been on shore duty. It doesn't always happen like this, but they try to, the detailers try to, let's say your husband's on shore duty before he goes back to sea. If it's time for him to do that type of a deployment, it would be a set of GSA orders. And that way you can plan better, and there's not as much hardship on the command because they're not pulling you out of your normal tour. So that is the difference. Now, sometimes it does happen to where, you know, you're coming off of sea duty and you have to get pulled for a GSA tour. I've heard that happening, but they try not to do that. That way you don't go from like 3 or 5 years of sea duty and then go on an IA. That wouldn't be good.
Yeah, that'd be frustrating. You're like so close and yet so far.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I know they want the guys to be rested up, so to speak.
Yeah.
Instead of coming off a deployment and being home for a short period of time only to leave again now. You know, the downside of doing a GSA tour, I think, this is my own personal opinion, is that when a person comes back from a GSA tour, if they're having problems, you know, just adjusting for whatever reason, you know, who knows what type of deployment they had, they're going to a brand new command where no one knows them. They're brand new. So they're not going to notice if they're more irritable or their behavior has changed, if they're having trouble, you know, if they just need to talk to somebody about their experiences. They're brand new and no one's going to know them. They can, you know, sometimes fall through the cracks, I think. So,
and that's why it's so important. When you have a guy come home from any kind of deployment, you know, things are going to be different, but you need to look for the kind of things that are like, you know, everybody's going to act different when they get from, like I say, my husband has two personalities. He has home husband and boat husband. But, and I tell him all the time, like, there are days, even right before he leaves and right after he comes home, you're being boat carry, and I don't like it. Boat carry is not my friend. You know, come back when you're home carry. But, you know, there are certain things you can tell us that are just off. You know, if somebody's depressed or, if, you know, if they have PTSD, you know, things are going to be a little bit different. And it's important as their family, especially if they're in a new command, they haven't made friends yet, you know, they don't know anybody yet, to pay attention to that kind of stuff. And I'm sure we'll, you know, do another IA show and talk more about that.
Yeah, that's a good topic to talk about. You know, I know that IA, GSAs are not going away, and I know as the Navy is, you know, I don't know if the right term is downsizing, you know, but I know the Chiefs Continuation Board meets in September, and they're getting, you know, it's like I think 6,000-7,000 Chiefs are pretty much going to go away. I hope that number's right. And then also, you know, I know there's some things similar for E-45, E-6. So, I mean, I know as the Navy downsizes and then you try and fill IA and GSA billets, I mean, the end strength doesn't go up at all. They're just still trying to do more with less. So it is important to watch your, like Hillary would say, watch your man and see if he has any trouble or warning signs, and whether you go, if you think, you know, you need to talk to somebody, whether it's you or him or both of you, we are all about seeking help because, hey, athletes, Olympic athletes go and seek help whenever they need it, whether it's a, heck, Celine Dion has a personal trainer. Our elite warriors need to have whatever kind of help they need to, I think. Yes, so that's one thing we always say at work. You know, the mind of an athlete, an Olympic athlete, is to employ every resource available. Every, you know, you're a coach, a personal trainer, a, you know, a sports psychologist, a dietitian, all of these things. And as our guys are elite warriors, they deserve the same kind of services and to think the same way. Lean, mean fighting machines, they say, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm reading through. I've gotten an IM, so I'm trying to. I'm not good at multitasking. I know people can tell because I'm not. Okay, so the question was: GSA orders will route to sea duty, no shore break. So let's say you're on shore duty. Okay, just to clarify, you're on shore duty. Then, instead of going straight to sea, that's when. Ideally, if there's going to be a set, if you have to take a GSA tour, that's when you would do it, your spouse would do it, versus the other way around. Now, is it great to know that your spouse is going to come off shore duty, be gone for 12 or 15 months, be home for maybe 30 days, and then maybe possibly deploy out to a ship for 6 months? Is that any fun? No, it's not any fun, but that's
Navy life.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate, but I mean, it's like a double-sided coin, you know. It's going to be either coming off of a sea duty deployment and then going right into your boots on ground, or you're going to either take a break between your sea duty deployments, have your shore duty, and then go back, you know. So it's either or. And, you know, there are benefits and pros and cons to each side of that, but I think they really do try and make it, you know, the Navy takes its own pros and cons and tries to do it, like you said, you know, so that you have your break and then you go on your deployment. But I mean, nobody's ever going to be satisfied with, you know, you can't make everybody happy.
Well, so. That's true. I wanted to give everybody the website in case they want more information. It's ecrc.navy.mil. That's ecrc.navy.mil, and they have a whole frequently asked questions section on there about IA deployments and GSA deployments. And if you're wondering what GSA stands for, because Marla sent me that note, it's Global War on Terrorism Support Assignment. That's a big, long word. Global War on Terrorism Support Assignment. And IA is individual augmentation is the type of tour, and if you are one, then you're considered an individual augmentee. So hopefully that helps you guys learn a little bit more about that type of deployment. And that website, ecrc.navy.mil, gets better all the time. They add new stuff. And we actually had somebody from them come on our show a few months back, and it was a great show. You guys can catch it in the archives if you want to learn more, too. All right, Hillary. What else do you got? You got anything that we need to talk about?
As I'm sitting here talking to you on the radio show, there is black rubber sprinkled across my living room.
The puppy.
From a flip-flop. He has discovered shoes. And the funny thing is, he ate this black flip-flop the other day. And I picked it up and threw it away. Then he found the pair to that flip-flop. And ate that one, and I, you know, picked it up and threw it away, and I picked up all the little pieces up, and I'm just sitting here, you know, it's hard for me, I can't really sit here and, like, yell at the dog while I'm on the radio show, so I'm just watching him eat my flip-flop. And the cat comes in and picks up the other one, and the cat starts chewing on it. So,
That'll get better. Eventually they won't, but, you know, our dogs, Katie, she doesn't chew up anything, but Duke, if he finds a sock, oh my gosh, look out. And he's chewed up Craig's expensive, like $15 a pair socks that he had when he went on deployment that he had to have. And, oh, gosh, it's not good.
I've heard stories about those dogs and socks before. And Griff likes socks as well. And while we were sitting here, he had a sock in his mouth. So I reached down to take it from him, and he thought I was playing. So he pulled on the sock and ripped a hole in it just now. So he's a mess. And... you know, he's still a baby. He's just, you know, something new every day. It's always something different. But, other
than
that,
you have to post a new
picture.
I know you said you post a picture of the purse on the website,
I did.
People can check that. Do you want to give everybody the information on the website, and then I'll...
Yes. You have to sign up to be able to view everything on the site. But, I mean, signing up is a huge benefit because you get to do everything. It's www.mymillife.com, and you go on, create a screen name and the password, just like anything else, and you get access to blogs, a forum, photos, It's basically a social network site for military spouses. So if you have Facebook and MySpace, it's like that, except it's only military spouses. So it's make friends and get information and share stories and post your homecoming pictures. And Wendy and I are on there, and I just posted a new blog, and it's called A Glamorous Life. It's A Glamorous Life, and just all about my past few days. I pretty much try and do my updates like on a Tuesday, because then I can talk about it on the show, and it's not old news yet. So that's when you can look. And Wendy posts like Navy news and little articles. She has one up there about the first kiss. I think a sub came back and had the first kiss picture, which I love. I love homecoming pictures.
And I have a new picture to post too. I forgot the Albuquerque. Yeah, I'm from New Mexico, so I'm all, you know, anything to do with New Mexico, it always piques my interest. So the USS Albuquerque, which is a fast tech sub, they had a port call in Suda Bay, Crete. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what a great port call. I would love to go there. So I'm going to post that picture. It was on the Defense Links website, and it's the USS Albuquerque. So yeah, plus, you know, a lot of people Google those names, and then I've had people actually join the site because they found us because of what we posted in the news section, believe it or not.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. That's an awesome way to be found.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so go on and sign up, and you'll be our friends and meet new friends, and we post Navy Wife Radio updates and all that kind of stuff. So it's really cool, really great site.
Yes, and it's just getting off the ground, so we need your help to make it grow. So if you're already a member, help us to make it grow by inviting at least, you know, two or three or five of your girlfriends.
We need to mention, when you're on My Mill Life, you can get a widget and put it on your MySpace or your Facebook. It's when you're on the homepage, I'm trying to figure out. I've done it, but I can't try to remember how to tell somebody else to do it. When you're on the homepage, there's a little widget on the side. If you don't know what a widget is, it's like just a little application you can stick somewhere on your personal website, and it'll point people in the direction of, like, your Facebook or your MySpace, and in our case, My Mill Life. So you can go on there, and it'll be on the side of your page, and you click it to get your own badge, and it'll give you the code, and you can post it on, you know, wherever you want, your Plurk or Twitter or whatever that you hang out on. So that's a great way. And then people can click on it, and they can go sign up for it and view your page and be your friend.
Yes, it's a very cool thing. I love that feature, because then it also shows, like, how many members we have, and it has, like, everyone's little profile picture. It's really cool. So, yes, please check it out. Please help us grow the site. It's for you, and we want to know, we want to know how to make it better and your thoughts and your opinions about it. So send those to us. You can email me at Wendy at Navy Wife Radio, or you can email Hillary at
Hillary@NavyWifeRadio.com.
Yes. And our show today, it was sponsored by AskTheChief.com, helping sailors by answering their questions since 2002. Our disclaimer is we're not part of any official government agency or the Department of the Navy or Department of Defense. The views and opinions expressed here are our own and do not reflect official Navy policy. Any advice we give is strictly the author's. Should you require professional counseling, please seek a qualified professional. We want to say thanks to Megan for coming on the show and sharing the information about Compass. That website, again, was gocompass.org. And it's great to have you on the show, Megan. Hope to have you back. And thanks for the call, Marla, and moderating the chat room. You do a great job. Thanks for all of our live listeners. It's always cool to chat with folks while we're doing the show. And if you're listening to us from the archives, we love having you download our show. You can subscribe to it through iTunes or Blog Talk Radio, either way. But, yes, we're very happy to have you listening. We get new listeners every week. And it's always cool. Yeah. And we have some great shows coming up for you in March. Next week we're going to have an on-the-road show. I will be reporting live from Bangor, Washington. I don't have a location for the show yet. I'm so excited.
Jealous.
I I've never been. I've never been to Washington State. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to go. And I'm going to see Pat from Hey Shipwreck. We're going to do an interview. Whether it's live or not, I don't know yet, but we'll have the show Tuesday night, and hopefully he can join us for that.
So if you get to see the studio or anything like that, Wendy, oh, I'm going to be so jealous. I love Hey Shipwreck.
I had a thought. I'm like, I wonder if we could do the show from his studio. I thought,
oh, man.
I wonder if they'll let me in the door.
This crazy person come knocking on his door.
I know, because Pat and I, we've never actually met. I mean, I feel like we're, like, great friends, but we're, like, internet friends. We're radio show friends. But not in real person, so we'll be able to meet in person. I'll get the exclusive on what's going on with Pat Rabbi as he embarks on his new, next new part of his career and the office space that he now has there in downtown Kitsap or Everett, wherever the heck he's, whatever little town he's at. So that's coming next week, and I hope that Marla and Megan will be around. That way, if there's technical difficulties and I'm sort of having a trouble dialing, they'll help you, Hillary. I'm hoping that they will help.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. So, all right, everybody. Well, thank you for listening. We have some great shows planned for you, so hang out with us. And for more shows and to check out what we have coming up, you can always log on to NavyWifeRadio.com. And that's where we post our show times and upcoming guest information. So good night, everybody. Thanks for listening. And thanks, Hillary. I hope you had a good time.
Thanks.
You did
always
a great job.
You.
All right, everybody. Good night. We'll see you next week.
About you, baby, lately when I'm all alone, it's just about the only thing I do. And when I close my eyes in a dream, baby, you are who I see. And when I wake up and